Chapter 3. Golden Star 3. Understanding Your Team. Golden Star 3 explores different ways of understanding your team, making use of personality assessments, as well as tailoring your approach for different generational groups, helps leaders accommodate the uniqueness of individual team members. Once you understand what drives people, you can adapt your leadership style to maximize their potential, thereby building a stronger and better functioning team. Personality assessments. The hallmark of exceptional leaders is their ability to discern their team members' distinct strengths and weaknesses. The ability to recognize individual personalities and preferred behavioral styles is a pivotal skill with tangible repercussions for team morale, productivity, and overall success. Discernment equips leaders with a capacity to allocate tasks that correspond to individuals' innate capabilities and inclinations. This approach not only optimizes productivity, it also raises levels of employee satisfaction and engagement. Personality assessments offer invaluable insights into how your team members process information, make decisions, and engage with others. By decoding the outcomes, leaders can tailor their strategies to effectively engage, inspire, and motivate each team member. Remember that, as individuals, we are all different. As a leader, it is important to respect these differences. Each person has a unique brain, a unique personality, and a unique set of strengths. Our individual brain structures and neurochemical processes contribute significantly to shaping our behaviors, preferences, and ultimately, our personalities. Personality traits such as introversion or extroversion have been linked to differing patterns of neural activation and neurotransmitter levels. Understanding personality traits can help you create a more effective and harmonious team. The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, MBTI, is a psychological assessment that was developed during World War II by Isabel Briggs Myers and her mother, Catherine Cook Briggs. Based on Carl Jung's theory of psychological types, Myers-Briggs is widely used in leadership and team building due to its effectiveness in understanding and managing human behaviors. The MBTI is based on four dimensions, or dichotomies. 1. Extroverts, E, versus introverts, I. This dimension represents how individuals direct their energy. Extroverts are naturally energized by interacting with others and the external world. They think out loud and are often action-oriented. Introverts are energized by spending time alone or socializing in small groups. They prefer to think things through before speaking or acting. 2. Senses, S, versus intuitives, N. This dimension relates to how individuals prefer to take in information. Senses are pragmatic and down-to-earth, focusing on the details and realities of the situation. They prefer concrete, practical information. Intuitives focus on the big picture and future possibilities. They are drawn to abstract concepts and enjoy innovative ideas and challenging the status quo. 3. Thinkers, T, versus feelers, F. This dimension deals with how individuals make decisions. Thinkers make decisions based on logic and objective analysis. They are focused on fairness and are generally task-oriented. Feelers make decisions based on personal values and how their decisions will impact others. They are more people-oriented and are focused on harmony and cooperation. 4. Judges, J, versus Perceivers, P. This dimension represents how individuals prefer to live their lives. Judges like structure and organization. They are typically decisive, planned, and enjoy a sense of closure. Perceivers prefer to keep their options open. They are flexible, adaptable, and comfortable with change. Based on the combination of these four dimensions, we have 16 personality types, each represented by four letters. For example, ISTJ individuals are introverts, sensors, thinkers, and judges. This would mean they are quiet, serious, practical, orderly, and logical. As a leader, you can apply strategies that utilize Myers-Briggs personality types to various aspects of team leadership, including appreciating individual differences. Understanding the MBTI will help leaders to appreciate the diversity of their team members. It is important to accept that there's no best personality type. Each has its strengths and challenges. Improving communication. Recognizing each team member's unique personality types allows leaders to adjust their communication style to better match different personalities and preferences. For example, an extrovert leader could take steps to provide opportunities for introvert team members to express their thoughts. Enhancing team dynamics. Acknowledging different personality types can help leaders build balanced, effective teams. For example, a team with a mix of sensors and intuitives will be well-equipped to handle both the details and the big picture. Fostering personal development. By knowing their own MBTI type, leaders can gain insights into their leadership style, including their strengths and potential blind spots. This can guide their personal development journey. While the MBTI provides valuable insights, it's important to remember that it is a tool for understanding, not a box in which to confine people. Furthermore, it does not measure competence or capability. It merely highlights different preferences. Individuals are complex and unique, and their personality might not fit neatly into one type. As a leader, your role is to blend diverse styles into a harmonious and productive team. The DISC model. This personality assessment tool is widely used in leadership and organizational settings. Developed by American psychologist William Marston in 1928, it focuses on predicting behaviors and interactions in different environments. The acronym DISC, D-I-S-C, represents four personality types. 1. Dominant, D, types prefer direct, decisive action. They are assertive, competitive, results-oriented, and enjoy challenges. If not managed effectively, they may come across as impatient, blunt, or even aggressive. 2. Influential, I, types love interacting with others. They are impulsive, enthusiastic, persuasive, and animated. Usually great team players, they can inspire and motivate. However, they can also be perceived as impulsive, disorganized, and lacking focus, especially by the more results-oriented D types. 3. Steady, S types are stable and supportive, reliable and consistent. They express patience, persistence, and are often excellent listeners. They can resist change and be seen as too passive or overly accommodating. 4. Compliant, C, types are careful and conscientious, analytical and detail-oriented. They value accuracy. They are likely to be diplomatic, systematic, and good at ensuring quality. Their high standards can make them overly critical or indecisive. Leaders can use the DISC model to improve their effectiveness by building strategies around individual DISC personality types. Tailor communication strategies. Knowing your team members' DISC types can lead to more effective communication. For example, D types prefer concise, to-the-point communication, while I types appreciate conversations that are both engaging and collaborative. Assign roles effectively. By recognizing the strengths of each DISC style, leaders can assign tasks that align with team members' natural inclinations. For example, C types are great for roles requiring precision and accuracy, while I types shine in roles that require collaboration and interpersonal communication. Improve conflict resolution. Use your knowledge of DISC styles to mediate conflicts and foster understanding among team members. For example, D types might clash with S types because of their different pace and their attitudes to risk. Facilitate personal and team growth. Understanding their own DISC style and its implications allows leaders to work on their own areas of improvement. Initiating a team discussion about DISC styles can lead to increased self-awareness and mutual understanding, thus strengthening team cohesion. Remember, no DISC style is better or worse than the others. They are just different. Each style has its strengths and its areas for improvement. For a leader, the DISC model is a powerful tool for fostering a harmonious, productive, and understanding work environment. Bear in mind that people are more complex than any model can conceive. So use DISC as a guide rather than a definitive measure of personality. The Enneagram. The Enneagram approach looks at individual behaviors as well as our fundamental fears and desires. This profound tool, which allows leaders to understand themselves and their team members more intimately, enhances synergy and interpersonal dynamics within teams. The Enneagram presents 9 unique types, representing worldviews and archetypes that resonate with an individual's thought patterns, feelings, and actions in relation to the world, others, and themselves. 1. Perfectionists. Ethical, dependable, productive, and strive for improvement and perfection. They yearn to live right, better themselves and others, and avoid error and culpability. Neuroscience suggests that, with their constant striving for correctness, perfectionists might show increased activity in the brain's prefrontal regions, which are responsible for planning and decision-making. 2. Helpers. Exude care, generosity, and a propensity to please others. Their quest for love drives them, and they thrive on being needed. It is likely that helpers have a highly active oxytocin system, the hormone often associated with bonding and social relationships. 3. Achievers. Adaptable, driven, conscious of their image, and in relentless pursuit of success and admiration. They may exhibit increased dopamine activity, which plays a significant role in the brain's reward and motivation circuits. 4. Individualists. Introspective, romantic, and expressive. They seek to understand their unique identity and aspire towards authenticity. This could be associated with heightened activity in the regions of the brain related to self-reflection and emotional processing. 5. Investigators. Perceptive and innovative, yet secretive and isolated. They crave knowledge, but fear a sense of helplessness or incapacity. They might have active brain networks that are related to their facility for problem solving and information processing. 6. Loyalists. Committed and reliable, yet anxious and suspicious. They seek security and fear being unsupported or unguided. This may tie into the brain's amygdala activity, which is responsible for processing fear and anxiety. 7. Enthusiasts. Extroverted, spontaneous, and versatile. They desire satisfaction and contentment and dislike discomfort. They may show heightened activity in the brain's reward pathways. 8. Challengers. Self-confident, decisive, and confrontational. They aim to safeguard themselves and exercise control over their surroundings. This might link to higher testosterone levels, often associated with dominance and competitiveness. 9. Peacemakers. Receptive and reassuring, although they can be complacent and resigned. They crave peace and tend to avoid conflict. This could be related to heightened activity in the part of the brain linked to introspection and a wandering mind. Leaders can use the Enneagram to gain insight into their team members' motivations. In common with other personality assessment models, the Enneagram is a tool designed to foster deeper self-understanding and empathy for others. It should not be used to stereotype or limit individuals. Every Enneagram type has unique strengths and challenges. Embracing this diversity can help leaders to assemble more effective, harmonious teams. Individualize your leadership approach. Not everyone responds favorably to the same leadership style. For example, achievers, type 3, are motivated by success. So, setting clear objectives and acknowledging their accomplishments will likely yield positive outcomes. Improve communication. Helpers, type 2, value relationships and assisting others. So, appreciating their efforts in supporting the team can strike a resonant chord. Professional development. Investigators, type 5, are often oriented towards knowledge and will probably thrive on opportunities to learn and apply new skills. The CLPS model. The Comprehensive Leadership Personality Spectrum, CLPS, enhances a leader's knowledge of personal dynamics. This assessment tool, which I developed, amalgamates key elements of the MBTI, DISC, and Enneagram personality models. Backed by neuroscience, CLPS is underpinned by a four-dimensional matrix. Mindset, behavior, core desires and fears, and motivation, with each dimension contributing to our understanding of personality traits and how to utilize these in our leadership practice. Mindset, introvert versus extrovert. Inspired by MBTI, this dimension focuses on how individuals obtain their energy and recharge. In neuroscience, this is linked with dopamine, part of the brain's reward system that influences our response to stimuli. Introverts tend to be contemplative and reserved. Their reactive dopamine system means they often prefer solitary activities over social ones. Extroverts, who are less sensitive to dopamine, are outgoing, thrive in social settings, and actively seek stimulating environments. Understanding this enables leaders to create work environments that respect individual needs for solitude or interaction, and makes the most of each team member's innate personality traits. Behavior, task-oriented versus people-oriented. Based on the DISC model, this dimension examines whether individuals are more focused on accomplishing tasks or building relationships. These neuroscientific distinctions highlight the diverse approaches to problem solving and interpersonal dynamics that can occur in teams. Task-oriented individuals are associated with left brain hemisphere dominance, which is linked to logical thinking, organization, and analytical skills. They excel in environments that demand structure and logic. People-oriented individuals, on the other hand, prioritize relationships and personal interactions. They exhibit dominance in the right brain hemisphere, known for emotional processing, intuition, and creativity. The CLPS framework allows leaders to acknowledge different working preferences among their team members and enables them to tailor their approach to align with these tendencies, resulting in better communication and improved efficiency. Core desires and fears: identity, connection, and security. Influenced by the Enneagram model, this dimension delves into emotions and how they drive us. Core desires and fears, such as identity, connection, and security, are intricately linked to our brain's limbic system, which is the epicenter of emotion. Our concept of identity is linked to the prefrontal cortex, an area of the brain that plays a role in self-awareness and personality expression, helping individuals understand and define their identity within a social context. The desire for connection is influenced by oxytocin, the social bonding hormone that enhances our ability to form and maintain social bonds. Our need for security is governed by the amygdala, which processes emotions such as fear and anxiety. Our requirement for stability and safety is influenced by the way we perceive or react to threats. Recognizing these neural underpinnings helps leaders understand what drives individuals. By applying the CLPS framework, leaders can accommodate basic desires or fears and create a supportive work environment that enhances effectiveness. Motivation, achievement, affiliation, and power. This dimension looks at what motivates individuals. This could be the pursuit of excellence, a desire to meet goals, or a need to form connections. Neuroscientific studies reveal how motivation plays a role in shaping our aspirations and behaviors. The drive for achievement, such as meeting goals or excelling in what we do, is linked to dopamine, the brain's reward chemical. Because this neurotransmitter is activated when a goal is reached or a task is completed, it reinforces behaviors associated with success and accomplishment. Achievement thus becomes a cycle of action, reward, and renewed motivation to pursue further goals. The need for affiliation, making connections, is rooted in the brain's social circuitry, particularly the prefrontal cortex, which governs social decision-making and empathy. Affiliation enhances our capacity to build relationships and foster social connections. The quest for power involves the interplay between testosterone and cortisol, hormones that respond to success or failure. Hormonal changes can influence behaviors related to dominance, competition, and social hierarchy. Understanding how these manifest can give leaders insight into what motivates their team members, allowing them to cultivate a work environment that aligns with their intrinsic motivations. This might include providing the right incentives or offering appropriate feedback. Applying the CLPS model. Having an understanding of personal dynamics allows you to communicate more effectively with your team members, tap into their strengths, guide them in a manner that resonates with their personalities, and motivate them to perform at their best. Leaders who choose the CLPS model need to follow a series of practical steps. 1. Conduct personality assessments. Use the questionnaire to evaluate yourself and your team members. Repeat the exercise periodically to capture any changes in personality traits. 2. Analyze the results. Compare the scores within each dimension to understand dominant traits. A high score in one aspect versus its counterpart, such as introvert versus extrovert, indicates a stronger inclination towards that trait. 3. Tailor your approach. Based on the results, leaders can adapt their communication, delegation, and motivational strategies. For example, a task-oriented individual might thrive with clear, structured objectives, while a people-oriented person may excel in roles that require collaboration and team interaction. 4. Provide a supportive environment. Create a work culture that respects individual differences. For instance, provide quiet workspaces for introverts, or encourage extroverts to engage in team-building activities. 5. Generate individual development plans. Use insights from the CLPS model to guide personal development conversations. Offer opportunities and challenges that align with individual motivations and strengths. 6. Observation. Beyond the questionnaire, leaders should observe day-to-day interactions and adjust their approach as needed. Ongoing assessment ensures that leadership remains dynamic and responsive to team changes. The CLPS model is a powerful tool for leaders who seek to harness diverse personalities and create a harmonious and motivated team, which in turn leads to improved productivity and job satisfaction. To download the assessment questionnaire, visit drtomdreyer.com/tools. CLPS Personality Assessment. How to use the questionnaire. 1. Rate every statement on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 equals strongly disagree, 2 equals disagree, 3 equals neutral, 4 equals agree, 5 equals strongly agree. Answer as honestly as possible to get an accurate assessment. After rating all statements in a section, add up the scores for each personality type. For example, introvert, extrovert, task-oriented, people-oriented. Enter your totals in the space provided. 3. Complete all the sections to gain a comprehensive understanding of the personality spectrum. Interpreting the results. 1. Identify dominant traits. Within each section, compare the total scores of the trait pairs. For example, introvert versus extrovert. The higher score indicates a stronger inclination towards that particular trait. If the scores are similar for both traits, It suggests a balanced, versatile personality with a moderate preference for both traits. 2. Personality analysis. Combine your insights from all sections to get an overview. This can reveal complex, multifaceted personality profiles. 3. Application. Adapt your leadership style. Use the insights to align your leadership approach with the individual traits of team members. For example, provide more autonomy to those who score higher in the achievement trait, or offer collaborative projects for those with high affiliation scores. Improve team dynamics. Understanding the diverse personality traits within a team can help you to assign roles, improve communications, and resolve conflicts more effectively. Personal development. Encourage team members to grow on their results for self-awareness and professional growth. And use the questionnaire as a tool for personal development planning. 4. Ongoing assessment. Readminister the questionnaire periodically. This will allow you to capture evolving personality dynamics, or, after significant team changes, to adjust your leadership strategies. Story in practice. Marianne Patterson ran a successful micro-lending company. Her staff included ambitious millennials, tenacious Gen Xers, and experienced baby boomers, all of whom had different ways of working. Marianne knew that in order to merge them into a cohesive team, she needed to acknowledge their individual personalities. From the many assessment models available, Marianne chose the Comprehensive Leadership Personality Spectrum with its 4 dimensions: mindset, behavior, core desires and fears, and motivation. Her first move was to conduct one-on-one meetings with her team. During these open conversations, she used the CLPS personality assessment to ask insightful questions about their working preferences, personal motivations, and professional fears. As Marianne built up a picture of each individual, she discovered introverts who were task-oriented but had a deep desire for connection, and extroverts who were people-oriented but motivated by a need for achievement. She found that while some team members craved connection and stability, others were motivated by achievements and the potential for meeting goals. Armed with this knowledge, she tailored her leadership approach to suit each personality type. She provided a supportive environment for introverts while giving extroverts opportunities to participate in open discussions and brainstorming sessions. Personal development plans allowed high achievers to set their own goals, while improved collaboration and communication benefited everyone. Ongoing assessment allowed Marianne to remain responsive to changes in team dynamics and adjust the model as necessary. Marianne's handling of one of the company's most important projects reveals the importance of understanding personality types. Despite a great deal of effort, the project was not going well, and the customer was ready to take his business elsewhere. The team was demoralized by the lack of progress, but seemed unable to find a workable solution. Marianne decided to reconfigure the team by splitting it into 2, with one group focusing on implementation and the other on customer service. She applied her personality assessments to allocate individuals to each team. Task-oriented introverts were assigned to the implementation team, and people-oriented extroverts to the customer service team. Within weeks, the project was back on track. By harnessing their strengths, both teams delivered the required results. The response was immediate. Employee morale soared, and the customer was delighted. Instead of withdrawing his business, he initiated talks about a new project. Marianne's perceptive leadership proved that once team members were assigned to projects that suited them, they felt seen, heard, and valued. Her story highlights the importance of understanding diverse personalities and preferences, and demonstrates that a leader's ability to harness the needs, desires, and motivations of their team members can yield astonishing results for both companies and individuals. Leading multi-generational teams. As you develop your understanding of different personality types, it is crucial to acknowledge another facet of diversity: age. Workplaces are a mix of ages and generations. Since each generation has its own set of values, attitudes, and approach to work, leading a successful multi-generational team requires a collaborative and understanding culture. While a generational mix can result in a dynamic, multifaceted environment, it can be challenging to manage wildly different expectations, perspectives, and preferences. By understanding and valuing the unique attributes of each generation, leaders can create a more inclusive, productive, and satisfying work environment. The five generations. The concept of generations began with the silent generation, who were born after World War I, and came of age as increased mechanization changed the face of work. Five generations later, Gen Z, born around the turn of the millennium, face a future dominated by artificial intelligence and digital technology. Because Gen Z, millennials, and Gen X make up the bulk of today's workforce, I start with the youngest generation, Gen Z, and work backwards down the decades. The time span for each generation represents birth years. If we take 20 as an average age for entering the workplace, this means that, for example, the oldest Gen Zers in their mid-20s probably have some work experience, whereas the youngest, who are still teenagers, are the employees of tomorrow. Generation Z, 1997 to circa 2010. Gen Z, also known as Zoomers, is the cohort currently entering the workforce. Accustomed to rapid advances in technology, these digital natives take instant communication and high-speed connectivity for granted. Seldom parted from their devices, phones, tablets, smartwatches, fitness trackers, etc., they are social media savvy and tapped into current and emerging digital trends. Global interconnectedness has given them a broad worldview, leading to an elevated social consciousness and a desire to bring about political, societal, and environmental change. However, they tend to be pragmatic and financially cautious. The key to understanding Gen Z is acknowledging the socio-digital fabric that shapes them. Leaders wanting to unlock their potential must figure out how to harness their youthful enthusiasm while addressing their concerns and creating an environment that engages and challenges them. Strengths: digital proficiency, able to seamlessly navigate between platforms, devices, and digital tools. Diverse and inclusive, readily accepting of different cultures, identities, and perspectives. Problem solvers. Growing up in a rapidly changing world, they've developed acute adaptability and problem-solving skills. Socially conscious, highly concerned with issues around social justice, equality, and the global environment, leading to a strong desire to make a positive impact. Potential challenges, short attention spans, constant digital notifications, and the speed of social media may result in reduced attention spans. Over-reliance on technology. Being tech-savvy, they can lean too heavily on digital tools at the expense of tried-and-tested methods. Need for instant gratification. Being accustomed to the immediacy of the digital world, they find it hard to exercise patience and persistence. Mental health concerns. High incidence of anxiety and stress, partly due to societal and peer pressure, partly due to reliance on social media as a source of information. High mobility and job hopping. Eagerness for new experiences results in frequent job changes or a preference for freelance or short-term contracts. Gig economy. Companies may struggle to retain Gen Z employees who are not yet established in their careers. Neuroscience insight. Because Gen Z brains have developed in a period of rapid information exchange, they have exceptional multimodal processing capabilities. However, constant digital exposure has repercussions on their neural circuitry, impacting on their attention span and making them more susceptible to mental health problems. The neural reward pathways, notably those involving dopamine, are activated by regular interaction with digital platforms, which offer instant gratification. Applicable leadership strategies. 1. Provide micro-learning opportunities. Due to their short attention spans, you may find that bite-sized learning modules can be more effective than prolonged sessions. 2. Foster digital collaboration. Utilize their digital proficiency by incorporating the latest collaborative tools and platforms into their work. 3. Support well-being initiatives. Encourage them to participate in well-being programs that address issues around stress and anxiety and promote work-life balance. 3. Offer real-world experiences. Opportunities for hands-on experience and/or internships will help to merge their digital know-how with real-world skills. 5. Give regular feedback. Better than any generation, they appreciate a constant feedback loop to help them course-correct and move in the right direction. 6. Incorporate social impact projects. Cater to their socially conscious mindset by aligning them with projects that have a social or environmental impact. 7. Schedule digital detox periods. Remind them that occasional digital detoxing will boost their focus and mental well-being. 8. Present opportunities for growth. Providing clarity on potential career development and personal advancement will help them visualize a future within the organization. Millennials, 1981 to 1996. Born in an era of rapid technological advancement, millennials, Gen Y, were the first cohort to grow up with the internet and mobile devices, and the first to which the term digital native fully applies. As forerunners of the digital revolution, they are pioneers of social media, the gig economy, and the digital nomad lifestyle. Millennials value meaningful work and a sense of purpose and seek a collaborative work environment. Coming of age in a post-9/11 world where global financial crises and political uncertainty are the norm, they tend to be skeptical of established systems and are not afraid to challenge the status quo. Recognizing their strengths and challenges and tailoring your leadership approach to cater to their unique needs will not only improve team cohesion, but it will also tap into their potential for driving innovation and progress within the organization. Strengths. Technologically savvy As digital natives, they are adept at navigating modern technologies and digital platforms. Collaborative, they prefer a flat organizational structure, thrive in team environments, and value collaboration. Adaptable, accustomed to rapid changes in technology and society, they can adjust quickly to new ideas or strategies. Purpose-driven, they seek roles that align with their personal values and offer a sense of purpose, not just a paycheck. Potential challenges. Impatience. Having grown up in the age of instant gratification, they might seek rapid career progression or immediate results. Perceived entitlement. They often have high expectations for their workplace, which can sometimes be interpreted as entitlement. Job hopping. In search of ideal conditions or to align with personal values, they switch jobs more frequently than older generations. Neuroscience insight. Constant exposure to digital stimuli has impacted the millennial brain. Accustomed to having information always at their fingertips, their brains have developed exceptional multitasking capabilities. However, constant digital engagement might be linked to shorter attention spans. Constant surges of dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with reward and pleasure, from social media notifications or rapid digital interactions might explain their desire for frequent feedback. Applicable leadership strategy. 1. Give continuous feedback. Instead of conducting annual reviews, schedule regular feedback sessions to support their need for consistent engagement and acknowledgement. 2. Emphasize purpose over paycheck. They place a high value on their work having purpose or meaning, so try to give them projects that align with their values. 3. Recognize their priorities. They favor a work-life blend over the traditional work-life balance, so offer opportunities for remote work, flexible hours, or sabbaticals where possible. 4. Provide opportunities for development. Because personal growth and professional development are equally important, provide opportunities for both skills development and emotional enhancement. 5. Encourage collaboration. Utilize their natural tendency for working with others to build a workplace where teamwork and collaboration are encouraged. 6. Be transparent. Because they appreciate open communication, be transparent about company decisions, goals and visions, and challenges. 7. Offer mentoring programs. Pair them with mentors who can guide their career path. Offer advice and provide the feedback they crave. 8. Create a diverse and inclusive culture. Promoting diversity and inclusivity within the workplace will align with their values and help to promote a sense of belonging. Generation X, 1965 to 1980. Gen Xers were once regarded as the middle child, lodged between the dominant presence of the baby boomers and the enthusiastic millennials. This bridge generation grew up in an era of significant societal shifts, including a rise in divorce rates and both parents working. They were the original latchkey kids. As the first cohort to fully embrace the personal computer, Generation X witnessed the evolution of new technology. Independent, resourceful, and self-sufficient, they tend to prefer a hands-off management style and place significant importance on work-life balance. Leading Gen Xers requires a nuanced approach. Their overall adaptability and balanced perspective make them invaluable in diverse teams, where they can help to bridge gaps and foster collaboration. Acknowledge their experience and point out opportunities for growth, especially for younger employees. Bear in mind that older Gen Xers who are heading towards retirement from formal employment may be seeking new opportunities and second careers in the informal freelance sector. Strengths: technological adapters. Gen Xers have been at the forefront of many technological advances and are comfortable navigating between analog and digital mediums. Autonomous, highly self-reliant, and competent, they often thrive when given independence in their roles. Balanced perspective. Having lived through major technological and societal changes, they bring a holistic view to projects and decisions. Adaptable. Being accustomed to change, they can readily adjust to shifting circumstances. Potential challenges. Seeking validation. Growing up in an era where their achievements were often overlooked in favor of their boomer predecessors or millennial successors, they can feel the need for regular affirmation or validation of their efforts. Skepticism. They can be weary of new initiatives or strategies, stemming from their experiences during economic downturns or situations such as the dot-com bubble burst of 2000. They may also fear the future impact of AI in the workplace. Sandwiched responsibilities. They often bear responsibility for both older and younger generations in the workplace as well as at home. Neuroscience insight. Neuroplasticity is an indicator of how readily the brain adapts to change. As a group, this cohort assimilated technological change in different ways. Older Gen Xers first encountered technology in adulthood, transitioning from word processors to computer terminals, while younger members grew up with personal computers. Therefore, older Gen Xers may have undergone a conscious adaptation process, while younger ones integrated technological advances seamlessly during their formative years. The dynamic nature of neuroplasticity highlights Gen X's capacity to learn and adapt, making them adept at bridging traditional and modern practices. Applicable leadership strategy. Provide autonomy. Harness their independent nature by allowing them to take charge of projects or define their roles, offering guidance only when necessary. 2. Give regular feedback. Gen Xers value independence, but also like to know they're on the right track. Regular, constructive feedback can boost their confidence and drive. 3. Encourage work-life balance. They place high importance on personal time, so provide opportunities for remote work and/or flexible hours. 4. Offer opportunities for advancement. Encourage them to participate in workshops or training courses. This may only apply to individuals who are still at a stage in their careers where upskilling or cross-skilling would be beneficial. 5. Include them in decision-making. Use strategic discussions or decision-making sessions to make the most of their balanced perspective and invaluable insights. 6. Promote peer-to-peer collaboration. Encourage collaboration among team members as well as with colleagues in other divisions. Don't overlook their potential to be mediators across generations. The ability to understand boomers, their parents, and millennials, their children, gives Gen X a unique perspective. 7. Acknowledge their contributions. Recognizing specific achievements and contributions can address their need for validation. Provide challenges. The opportunity to take on a new challenge or tackle a different role can keep them engaged and motivated. Baby Boomers, 1946 to 1964. Baby Boomers, or simply Boomers, grew up during a time of global prosperity, reform, and revolution. Born in the post-World War II era, they witnessed significant societal changes, from civil rights movements to the birth of rock and roll. They ushered in an era of rapid economic growth and are viewed as the generation that changed the world with their forward-thinking ideologies and trailblazing spirit. They were once a dominant presence in the workplace, but now that most of the cohort have reached retirement age, their influence is waning. However, it is worth remembering that many tech pioneers and innovators, including some who still drive the industry today, are boomers. If your team includes boomers, you need to recognize their experience and work ethic. Harness their inherent team spirit to foster a harmonious and productive environment. If necessary, allow them more time to adopt tech-related changes. Strengths. Optimism. Generally, boomers have a positive outlook towards work, often aiming for the betterment of the organization as a whole. Team-oriented. Boomers are team players who value collaborative efforts and understand the importance of unity in achieving goals. Strong work ethic. Raised in an era where reward was tied to effort, they are known for their dedication and commitment to their roles. Relationship focused. Personal relationships in the workplace matter, making them excellent at networking and building connections. Potential challenges. Perception of technology. Although they witnessed the dawn of the digital age, they are not as tech-savvy as younger generations and may prefer older methods. Work-life balance. Boomers often prioritize work over self, and they frequently downplay the importance of personal time, which can lead to burnout. Change management. Having spent most of their working life in traditional business structures, they might find rapid organizational changes challenging. Neuroscience insight. Baby boomers have a wealth of experience and acquired knowledge. Cognitive flexibility, the ability to adapt to new situations or think about multiple concepts simultaneously, can be nurtured through continuous learning. Studies have shown that when the boomer generation is introduced to new technologies or methods, they adapt quite efficiently, especially when they see the practical application of such changes. Applicable leadership strategy. 1. Promote collaboration. Involve them in group projects or collaborative efforts. Their team-oriented nature and seasoned perspective can be invaluable in making decisions and implementing strategy. 2. Recognize their experience. Encourage them to share their expertise and experience by conducting workshops or knowledge-sharing sessions. Acknowledging their achievements, both past and present, can enhance motivation. 3. Provide learning opportunities. Training sessions will enhance skills and promote cognitive flexibility, especially if new digital tools or technology are involved. 4. Give clear feedback. Because boomers value both giving and receiving feedback, establish clear channels to ensure they remain aligned with organizational goals. 5. Promote work-life balance. Offer flexible work hours and, where possible, opportunities for remote work. Traditionalists, 1925 to 1945. Traditionalists, also known as the Silent Generation, grew up during periods of significant upheaval, including the Great Depression and World War II. These events shaped a generation that learned the values of sacrifice, frugality, and resilience. Their legendary work ethic came from being raised in an era where resources were scarce and hard work was the key to survival. Respect for authority and hierarchical structures, combined with a commitment to the organizations they served, made them foundational pillars of the mid 20th century workplace. It is uncommon to still find members of this cohort in corporations, although they may remain involved in family businesses or enterprises, such as charitable organizations, where their knowledge, expertise, and commitment can be put to good use. If you have traditionalists in your team, you need to strike a balance between honoring their experience while integrating them into the evolving landscape of modern workplaces. Strengths, loyalty, and diligence. Their meticulous approach ensures that tasks are completed thoroughly. Dependability. They will always ensure that projects are seen through to the very end. Respect for hierarchy. They recognize organizational structures and prefer clear roles and responsibilities. Potential challenges. Resistance to change. They are unlikely to adapt readily to new technologies or ways of doing things. Communication styles. Preference for face-to-face conversations and properly written communications. Hierarchical expectations. Belief in top-down management can inhibit open dialogue. Neuroscience insight. The brain's plasticity, ability to adapt and change, decreases with age. However, this doesn't mean that older adults can't contribute. Neural networks established over decades allow them to draw on their experience to address present challenges. And they activate more brain regions when problem-solving than younger individuals. This makes them valuable sources of wisdom and insight. Applicable leadership strategy. 1. Recognize their experience, involving them in decision-making, strategizing, or problem-solving not only gives you insight into past successes or challenges, it also offers a well-grounded perspective. 2. Establish clear communication. Schedule regular check-ins to accommodate their preference for direct communication. Feedback that is structured and clear will help them take effective action. 3. Encourage knowledge sharing. Provide opportunities to share their experience and anecdotes preserves vital institutional knowledge that may inform future decisions. 4. Offer personalized training. One-on-one training sessions will help them adapt to new tools or methods. The benefits of leading a diverse team. Diverse teams can benefit from the range of ideas, perspectives, and approaches that each individual contributes. Diversity goes beyond age, gender, or ethnic background to encompass experience, skill, and character. Leveraging diversity can encourage innovative thinking and improve a team's ability to solve problems. A study by Larson in 2017 found that diverse teams make better decisions up to 87% of the time. However, the benefits of diversity can only be realized in an environment that is inclusive and respectful, and where every voice is heard and valued. This includes the sharing of ideas, giving credit where it is due, and facilitating open discussion. Good leadership goes beyond hitting targets and boosting the company's balance sheet. It is about promoting an organizational culture that encourages everyone to feel part of the collective whole. As a leader, your role in shaping this culture cannot be overstated. Respecting all team members, listening with empathy, recognizing individual contributions, and adapting your leadership style as necessary can go a long way towards building an inclusive culture. Leading a diverse team is a process of developing and maintaining a culture where learning and growth are valued and individuals feel safe to express their ideas. Successful leaders know how to integrate different generations into a harmonious team. The bonus is that understanding your team members may help you to understand yourself better. Self-reflection pit stop. Visit drtomdreyer.com/tools to download your e-toolkit. Understanding your team. 1. Personality assessment models. 1. Have you used personality assessment models to help you understand your team better? If yes, what was the experience like? If no, could using assessment models enhance your understanding of individual team members? 2. Based on the assessment models, reflect on how many different personality types you have in your team and how these differences may have influenced team dynamics. 2. Leadership personality. 1. After reviewing the MBTI, DISC, Enneagram, and CLPS models, consider your own leadership personality. Which model do you feel best captures this, and why? Have you adapted your leadership approach to accommodate different personality types? Are there areas where you could improve? 3. Strategies for using personality assessment models. 1. Reflect on areas such as communication, conflicts, or personal development that can be addressed using personality assessment models. If you have used these to resolve issues in the past, how did they affect your team dynamics? 2. Can you identify any situations where using personality assessment models could have improved the outcome? 4. Leading a multi-generational team. 1. Reflect on your experiences of leading a multi-generational team. What challenges or opportunities have arisen? 2. Is there anything you could do to improve your leadership of a multi-generational team? 5. Inclusion and diversity. 1. What strategies do you use to create an inclusive and diverse environment within your team? Are there any areas related to inclusion and diversity where you could improve? 6. Set SMART goals. Based on your reflections, set 2 to 3 SMART goals to enhance your understanding and leadership of different personality types. For example, if you identified that you need to work on leading a multi-generational team, a SMART goal could be, in the next month, I will implement one new strategy to improve communication between the different generations in my team. Effective leaders appreciate diversity and adapt their leadership style to cater for multiple personality types and generations within their team. Recognizing that we are all different enables you to appreciate the individuality of your team members. Personality assessments can provide useful insights into the values that drive individual behaviors and equip you with a way to express and discuss differences. Just remember that assessment models are not intended to put people into boxes. Rather, use them to highlight the unique strengths and attributes of individual team members. Revisit your reflections and goals regularly to track your progress and make adjustments. The power to lead successfully lies within your grasp.